had it for you down in Shangri-La. Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing. Oh. See, the llama's a big hitter. Nailed 2 eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, llama. Uh-huh. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The llama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Save up to 75% off on apparel, footwear, fan gear, and more. With free shipping of online orders over $49, you can't beat these deals. DickSportingGoods.com has your fitness set up for the new year. That was online at DickSportingGoods.com. Stop by.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com. Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
This is Ducello Asserts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. And you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturtz. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at Welcome Rug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
From the Colorado Media School campus in Lakewood, Colorado, the premier radio show on GoMileHigh.com, this is The Press Box.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is The Press Box here live on the Colorado Media campus. I'm your host here, Amato. Here with me is Matt Roddy, squirrel behind the glass, controlling the board. What's happening with y'all, man?
It's going good, man. What's up? How you doing?
What's up, baby?
It's good, man.
It's my first time working with this crew. I don't know how this crew going to be, you know?
Hey, fall is in effect. It's in a complete effect, man. The leaves are on the ground. I don't know, man. Football. How y'all feel? How y'all feeling about football on a Tuesday?
Why everybody away from me like I got the COVID?
Oh, man. Oh, hold
on, hold on.
Didn't even get close to you, man.
No, I don't need to go. I don't want the COVID either.
They found out before the show that you didn't have.
Like, dang, I didn't even get the nasal swab. What y'all doing? I just swabbed that. Go ahead.
Did you get your temperature check up there upstairs?
No.
Hey, y'all better screw around the table.
Oh, man. Hope not. But how about, what do y'all think about games on Tuesday? Last night, Titans.
I hope they're not all a blowout like last night.
You know what? I kind of liked it. I think the NFL has to use all the days that's provided to them. I mean, there's no sports on any day right now.
I'm not going
to
lie. I'd watch football Monday, Tuesday,
Wednesday
Thursday, yeah. Friday, Saturday.
No, get out of here
Sunday.
With all this. Stop it. When are the players, ever going to get time to get some rest? If you start playing games on Tuesday.
You can rest when you die.
You have
playoffs.
You can rest when you sleep.
That would mean we only have Wednesday and Friday, and I guess Saturday, as the only 3 days you don't have football, right?
And you can't never have enough football, though.
That's right. There's there you never go. Enough
football. No. I understand this. Don't get me wrong here. But the problem is the NFL can't feasibly do that, I don't think, right?
I mean,
they might have to start.
We're not getting all these games. We're not getting a Thursday night game, and I know we hate the Thursday night games, but we're gonna miss them.
Okay,
we're gonna miss it so far.
Thursday night got canceled to Monday. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's also one thing. Is he pointed right to it? People hate the Thursday night game, so why are we talking about adding a Tuesday night game?
Some Thursday night games have been interesting this year with Cleveland and Cincinnati, Denver and New York.
Well, sure, but
you gotta
plan. Which games are going to be good four months in advance.
That's
crazy. Like, there's no way you do that. That's how you get, like, I guess I can't think of one we got this year that's very, very terrible. Like the Jets and Broncos.
You
no
mean like
the Broncos.
The Chiefs and the Ravens game?
That was not a good
game. But the Chiefs and the Ravens game?
No, that's a – but you can plan that one 4 months in advance. You know that without injury, the Chiefs and the Ravens are going to be good.
Yeah.
You don't know that the Titans are going to be good this year.
I didn't see the Titans put up 42 points last year.
Yeah, I didn't either. What? You don't know. Like, there's always a handful of teams that you're like, they could be contenders or they could be flops. Like, you just don't know. And I don't know if they should pursue this Tuesday night football thing, because there was I saw Twitter going crazy, like, get Tuesday night football going.
Mm-hmm. And what was going crazy last night during the game, Le'Veon Bell with a series of tweets going back and forth with the GM and talking about trade him, free Le'Veon Bell, which resulted.
They freed Le'Veon Bell.
They freed him, but he's not on another team, though. They freed him to the open market.
Yeah.
And
they couldn't get a trade for him.
It's funny to think that the Pittsburgh Steelers had both personalities of Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown on the same team at the same time, and they pretty much both end up in the same situation,
same
scenario.
Is it me, or do they look better now than they had those two?
I mean, they're nice. They know how to develop receivers. Credit to Mike Thomas.
Chase Claypool, baby.
Yeah, four touchdowns all day.
One rush.
I don't think they look better now. I think they look better then. The only reason is you still have the same quarterback, and he's like 90. So
and
he
still
can't get the ball more than 20.
Shoulder.
He's still throwing the ball.
He's still with a bum shoulder.
I don't know. I get they have.
They look mighty good. They're still one of the undefeateds, right?
I'm worried about James Conner with them, because he is just an injury risk, and if he goes down, I'm not sure.
Well,
Le'Veon Bell as well.
I was gonna say a list came out today of five potential landing spots for Le'Veon Bell, and the Pittsburgh Steelers ended up being
on that list.
I don't believe that.
What'd you say?
Tampa Bay's on that list.
They have three running backs already.
Chicago should
be. They got three starters. They got Rojo. Yeah. They got Fournette. And they got Keyshawn Vaughn. Come on. And then, Roddy's hoping to Jesus that they go to Chicago.
No, because it makes sense. If he goes to Chicago, it makes sense. So we never going to do it.
Well, I mean, listen my grandma could start over Tariq Cohen and David Montgomery.
Does the offensive line in Chicago work for Le'Veon Bell, though? Do we think?
There you go.
Does he have a choice? Have a choice?
I think he does. I think some offensive line that's really good. I'm trying to just
go through. Tell me that one.
Indianapolis.
Yeah.
But they already have their back.
We got JT, Mac, and Naheem Hines.
You might be right. He might not have a choice.
You ain't got no choice. But you already got an attitude problem. So you got to take what you can get now. And then you got to prove it on the football
field. Is he not considered a diva of the league?
Not for sure.
Antonio
you want to say he's a diva?
I don't know. He's borderline.
With OBJ, too.
He's borderline there. But the thing with Le'Veon.
Is anybody more freaking?
He sat out a whole season to get paid when he didn't even get paid.
Is there anybody more arrogant in an NFL wide receiver? You know, I'm just saying. I mean, everybody. It's just like, hey, you know, I caught that ball. This is God put me on this earth to catch that ball, and I caught the crap out that bad boy.
There's some humble wide receivers, though.
When it comes to finances, though, because Le'Veon Bell, he's valuable than probably 95% of wide receivers. I mean, a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And when you act like a diva and you get your ego up to what your paycheck is saying, that's the effect of Le'Veon Bell. He just got his money and ran. I mean, he didn't really run for the Jets. But, you know what I'm saying?
Who runs for the Jets? Come on.
Who do they got in the backfield? Frank Gore?
Frank Gore. And you know, it's sad because
ageless Frank Gore.
Why would you get an ageless Frank Gore around a team you're trying to develop?
I mean, I get like the veteran mentorship and leadership, but he can't be your starting.
Oh, the seasonedness being
honestly,
I'm
gonna say a veteran running back does not teach a young running back like a veteran quarterback.
Yeah.
Would teach a young quarterback. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't relate the exact same as you sitting under Brett Favre, you know, like Aaron Rodgers did, you know, whoever sitting under Frank Gore, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to relate the same. Yeah. I don't believe.
I think he gives like a spark to the offense as a unit, but as like you said, developing, being that backup to how a quarterback could be a mentor to another quarterback, I really doubt that. Le'Veon Bell, so we'll see where he ends up. Buffalo is where my pick is just going just because they're not going nowhere with David Singletary and what, 3.7 average on the ground.
They got Zach Moss behind him, too. So.
And they got Yeldon, too.
Yeah,
well.
TJ. Oh, dude, okay. He ran a 50-yarder.
They got Yeldon, too,
yeah,
man.
TJ Yeldon.
I mean, yeah.
It's tough
I mean,
to figure out where he could go.
It's the only place that makes actual sense, and I'm just not because I'm a Bears fan, is Chicago. Again, like I said, Chicago's not going to do it because it makes sense.
Hey, Chicago is the most shocking 4-1 team I've probably ever seen
and
watching
do you think,
football.
About the Bears?
I mean, do you think Le'Veon would look at that and say, oh, I'm at least going to a winning franchise at the moment?
Well, why
going
not?
Going from 0-5 to 4-1.
His window's about to close on him. I think I know his best years are behind him.
You're 0-5. Any team he goes on is going to be an upgrade.
I know.
Besides maybe the Giants. And they already got.
The Redskins.
Yeah,
Falcons.
That's 1-4. That's a better situation.
I mean, he ain't going
down. And I don't know who the Redskins are anymore. It's the Washington football team.
Think about that. If he went to Atlanta with that dual-headed monster, him and Todd Gurley.
But why would he leave one scenario to be stuck in the same scenario, 0-5? You know he wants to at least win some kind of competition. It's funny
you
to
gotta,
think,
you
though.
You got
to
think who's got the cap and who's got, like Matt said, who's got an O-line that he wants to even play with.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You got to think about that. Who's got cap space for Le'Veon's $15 million?
I think if Le'Veon doesn't get the money he wants, then he cares about their offensive line. If he gets the money he wants, then he don't care where he's going. If he gets the money he wants,
he's got to play this year. He can't hold out another year. He has to play this year, or he's going to be forgot about in the wind this year. So he got to take whatever offer is in front of him, regardless of who it is. If it's the New York Giants, he's got to go across the street to the New York Giants. He's going to have to go across the street to the New York Giants and play that football
it's
game.
It's so bad that he fell off. It's so bad that he fell off. People don't even pick him at fantasy, dude.
Yeah.
No.
He wasn't even picked in like the first five rounds in my league. Like
he's on a waiver wire.
No, he's a 12th round steal that might
that's
give
just,
you something.
That's just
wire, right?
That's the stereotypical life of running back in the NFL, though. You saw Devontae Freeman a couple years ago.
Boss.
A fantasy boss. Todd Gurley, a fantasy boss.
He still is.
What do you see?
Still is.
He's 50-50. He's 50-50.
Last week was the first run over 35 yards.
I have him on my fantasy
team.
He came in good.
He had a great week. I give him that. But not back to those days when he was going to be for sure. Not no 50-50 week in and week out, you know?
Well, we got to see. I think he is. I think Todd Gurley is just underutilized right now in the Atlanta Hawks.
He's injury prone is his problem.
Yeah.
That's where everybody's afraid of, but he's gonna run out there and he's gonna run that football.
No, I'm impressed with Todd Gurley. He's been balling.
He's balling.
Right, but it's crazy how he fell off.
Atlanta Falcons, come on.
Before we go, Alabama's football coach Nick Saban has tested positive for coronavirus. He said he immediately left work and is isolating at home, so he'll be working from home now.
When was the last practice they had?
Yeah, they did have practice. He informed him on a Zoom call today, but they had practice. So
just put a Zoom out there, put an iPad with his face on it.
Yeah,
be good enough.
I just don't know if hopefully this didn't spread to the actual Alabama team at all, or else they might have to cancel some games. But
yeah, well. That's just the world we live in. We're going to take a quick break. On the other side, another running back in the Denver metro area getting in trouble last night. Stay tuned.
So I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence, flowing robes, the grace, bald, striking really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing.
Oh.
See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, What station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Llama. Uh-huh. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Llama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
DickSportingGoods.com has your fitness set up for the new year. That was online at DickSportingGoods.com. Stop by.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com. Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
This is Ducello Asserts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers, because there's the Elway draft, and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Sunny Digital.
Got the club going up. On the Tuesday, got your girl in the cut and she Tuesday. Man. Club going up.
How y'all spending your Tuesday last night? We know how Melvin Gordon was spending his last night.
He got the club going up on a Tuesday during a pandemic Tuesday. Oh. Last call is 10:30 up in this bad boy. That ain't stopping me. I'm going up on a Tuesday.
I hope it was worth it.
Let's hope it was.
Broncos running back Melvin Gordon charged with a DUI coming off his first 100-yard game with the Broncos against the Jets. Y'all might remember he had a 40-plus yard touchdown in that game that sealed him that first win of the season. Melvin got pulled over going 71 in a 35. Boy, on Fifth and Spear.
On Spear Boulevard, yeah. Bro. Like, good Lord.
Hey, come on. Now, that's like probably the hot spot of police.
For real.
In the city, you in the middle
gotta
of night.
Be. You gotta be. I mean, I'm sorry, but if the police pulling you over on a Tuesday, and you see you pull over Melvin Gordon, we like, we still gonna give you this DUI.
Yeah.
You know we hate you. Yeah. Y'all playing horrible right now. Yeah. Y'all, if the police giving you a DUI on a Tuesday, you're playing horrible. I'm sorry. They could have pulled you over and be like, hey man, I'm gonna take you home. But I need at least 150 from you next game. I'm going to deal out 150. If not, I'm going to report this in.
I definitely would ask him to do something about them fantasy points when he came back.
I mean, come on, man. Let's do something about these fantasy points.
Hey, now tell me that wouldn't have been funny. A cop pull you over and you on his fantasy team.
Yeah. Well, isn't that, isn't that, you know what? Oh, my goodness. What, you had some mouthwash? Yeah. We're going to pull you over for some DUI.
That'd be absolutely hilarious.
It's crazy.
Now, Gordon was pulled over. They smelled of a scent of alcohol on his breath, was slurring his words. Now, Melvin Gordon, with the return of Philip Lindsay this week, couldn't be no better time for him, I think, in the eyes of Philip Lindsay, for Melvin Gordon. I'm going to say a DUI, but it wouldn't be no better time for a Broncos running back to go down for Philip Lindsay to at least show this offense that he's a guy who could carry the load.
Yeah, for Melvin Gordon.
I mean, for Melvin Gordon, it's a way different scenario. Yeah, too bad different. It has
but
to
for
be.
Philip Lindsay,
yeah.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I'm trying to make some light out of the situation.
Yeah, it's very difficult. I understand that. But I guess you could say that, especially since he was supposed to play Sunday, right? Correct, against the Patriots, even though they didn't play that game.
Who, Philip Lindsay?
Yeah.
So he's good.
So you're right. It is kind of perfect timing, I guess, for him, even though that's your teammate. You probably don't want that to happen.
Right.
As well as it's kind of like a thunder-lightning thing you were hoping might happen here as well. But we'll see. Do you think there's going to be, like, for sure a suspension here?
It has to be, like, at least a two-game from the NFL.
It has to be because they've been – as of late, frequently been giving out three-game suspensions, 2 to 3, it said on the news I heard.
So then would that include this Sunday's game, or do we have any clue?
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, he could appeal it all day. I mean
– well, he won't have no court date till
November 13th. Yeah, so, I mean, he could appeal it, and he could play that one game. But at this point, why?
Yeah.
You know, just go ahead, take your lumps, take your two-game suspension, say, go out, make a press statement, say, you know what, I was an idiot on Tuesday, and I shouldn't have been drinking and driving. I'm sorry. I let my team down and everything else like that. I am a – and then move on and prove that you deserve to be a part of the Denver Broncos.
Now, with Philip Lindsay moving forward, I don't have a lot of trust in Royce Freeman. I see this as being Philip Lindsay's backfield until Melvin Gordon comes back. Now, Levante Bellamy, if unfortunately he didn't have to go down on IR, I'd see, you know, the Broncos trying to at least get that 1-2 punch going. But with Royce Freeman, this guy is a lost cause. And I think this is just Philip Lindsay's backfield for now until Melvin Gordon comes back.
Yeah.
Just the disappointing thing about Philip Lindsay, he hasn't really carried the load like on his own before, as long as he's been a Bronco.
Yeah,
he's always had another guy. Once in his career has he carried the ball over 20 times, and that was against the Green Bay Packers in Week 3 last year.
Well, Philip Lindsay is a slash back anyway, so I mean, he's a little quick speedster on the outside. You get him on the sweeps and the powers and stuff like that. You can't trust him going up the gut that much. He's going to get killed. Yeah. So
he doesn't have that durability.
But he is like the one of the running backs you're going to kind of need going for this sport in this new NFL era where you need a little quick speedster that's 4'11" and can run through underneath the linebacker's legs and just go on to take it to the house.
Put some respect on his name. He's a dog, man.
I didn't say anything bad about the man. I said he's the new age running back that the NFL needs. No. And plus, it helps also that he's a hometown kid. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of true Bronco fans love to see the hometown kid, you know, born and raised in Colorado, you know, went to CU and then came out. Hey, you know, we would love to see they love to see that story. So they want to see this guy do good for their hometown.
Well, this being a contract year for him and Melvin Gordon having a off-the-field issue like this now can put his character into question for John Elway now moving in the offseason. Now that's far away. Still have a lot of season to play. But could this off-the-field issue with Melvin Gordon reflect on John Elway, maybe trading him in the future and re-signing Philip Lindsay to a multi-year contract?
It's possible. It definitely makes it look better for Philip Lindsay, given you're making a choice between one of the two later on. I think it really depends on when he comes back, how much production you get from him again. Because I think if you are averaging 100, what do you get against the Jets? 107 yards. If you're getting that every week, you're keeping Melvin Gordon. It doesn't matter what the off-field problems are. Mm-hmm. But if you're only getting occasional weeks with 20, 30, 40, 50 yards, then it's probably looking like Philip Lindsay's way.
Well, you know how running backs are on this league. They come and go. I don't really think Melvin Gordon getting 107 yards last week really is a definitive performance of him being the future of this backfield or being here long-term. I really think that the best move for Melvin Gordon moving forward, if the Broncos don't turn out any kind of team success, is to move him until his value starts to drop. Now, I think after this incident, of course, last night, it has dropped. Now, I just want to know, what is it with DUIs in October for the Broncos? Now, you remember a couple years ago, Chad Kelly got – it wasn't a DUI. It was incoherent,
breaking and entering.
In the middle of October, right before a bye week, now we have Melvin Gordon – speeding 70 in a 35 last night at Spirit Boulevard. October has not been kind of the Broncos, and nor has the regular season.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's not just October that's been kind of the Broncos, but you are right. It's kind of weird that they have these potential guys, and you kind of have a start, a slow start to the season, and then you get a couple kids in trouble, and I don't know. It might be some sort of maybe leadership thing in the locker room, or just leadership thing with the front office or coaches.
You know what? I don't think you should like analyze it to that point. It's just him being stupid.
Yeah.
There's something you should got to chuck up to stupidity, and this is I'll chuck this up to stupidity. I mean, he had a DUI when he was with the Chargers, I believe, and again,
really?
I believe so. Yeah. He had a DUI when he was with San Diego. So I just think it's just one of those things you just chalk up to stupidity, immaturity in a player. So, I mean, does that take away the talent that, you know, Melvin Gordon has because he has a stupidity? I mean, okay, I'm pretty sure he's going to wake up for the rest of the year and, you know, be sober and probably won't touch liquor for the rest of the year. Knock on wood. But if he's smart.
He's gonna wake up tomorrow with still a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of money. So it's just basically.
I mean, listen, as a professional athlete as he is, and as much money as you make at $8 million a year, you didn't think about calling an Uber or calling a buddy?
Again, I was chalking it up to stupidity.
Calling the coach saying, hey, I'm a little drunk. I'll be a little late. You know, whatever.
Again, you ain't going to take that whooping when you go home. You know what I'm saying?
I would rather take that little whooping than what he's about to endure.
Of course, on hindsight is 20/20, but yeah. Are you going, come on. If your curfew was 11 o'clock and it's 11:05, are you going right home? Or you know you're going to get grounded.
You call
I'm going to take that 2 a.m. ground punishment.
You
I'm going to take that 2
a.m. Hey,
whooping.
I messed up. I'm a little late. You take your $20,000 fine.
I'm going to try to sneak in my house and avoid that whooping and see my dad in my bedroom with the belt.
What I'm saying, this is a whole nother thing. You're a professional athlete. You're a grown man. You know, you're not going home to mom and dad. You got a curfew to be on. Okay, yeah, you're professional. You went past your curfew. Okay, it happens all the time. But you can't also be extra stupid.
I'm not trying to.
The stupid part of it is just you're going 17-35. Like, you didn't think he was going to get pulled over?
I'm not defending him. What he did was asinine, dumb.
What did he blow? One something?
1.5, I believe.
1.5?
Whoa. Mm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Going 70.
I didn't read all that.
Yeah,
I think Josh had the number earlier.
Yeah, I think it was 1.5.
But look at this, bro. At first, you can barely see your car keys.
You know, you can reject the field sobriety test,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was voluntary.
Yeah,
he didn't have to do that.
Well, drunk as he was, he probably, that's it. Yeah, he didn't know what the heck he was agreeing to at the moment.
Yeah, dude, this is the Melvin legal Gordon. Limit, 0.08?
Yeah.
0.08,
0.08, not one point something.
What?
I mean, you get taken to jail for 0.09, bro. Like, come on.
So you get taken to jail for 0.01.
He had a six-pack and a fifth.
Hey, you getting tired up on a Tuesday.
And decided Spear Boulevard was going to be okay at 11:45 at night.
Well, this is his first year in Denver, so he didn't know.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't
have any clue.
He didn't understand about the whole drunken driving thing.
Well,
from city to city, it does change a little bit. I understand the law.
San Diego, they probably let's say, you Melvin Gordon.
This is a no-fault state, you know.
We're gonna take you home. We're going to leave the Ferrari on the side of the road. We're going to come pick it up. We got a camera right there.
It's just the point. If I made $8 million a year, I'd barely be driving myself around anywhere, man. Come on, dude. Honestly.
Oh, man. We're going to take a break real quick. Melvin, it's a great conversation. I wish we could talk about this all day, man.
We could talk about it all day.
Coming up, some NBA talk. See what the Nuggets going to do in the offseason. Stay tuned.
That's crazy. Yeah, the Nuggets.
I'm taking a trip over to Tibet, you know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, his laminescence,
great.
Flowing robes, grace, bald, striking, really. I says to the llama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing. See, the llama's a big hitter. Nailed 2 eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, llama. Uh-huh. They got the best sports coverage in the state. The llama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Shipping of online orders over $49. You can't beat these deals. DickSportingGoods.com has your fitness set up for the new year. That was online at DickSportingGoods.com. Stop by.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com. Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torching yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
This is Ducello Asserts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Locke. You need to think about it. Our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts.
Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
And we coming back to you here live, Colorado Media Campus. You can follow me at @Amato_balling on Twitter. Where can they find you, Matt?
At Welcome Rug.
Welcome Rug. Wait, you got a new one?
Nah, that's the same one.
Same one?
Yeah, Welcome Rug.
Welcome Rug.
Because my name's Matt. So Welcome Matt is a Welcome Rug.
Okay.
My buddy gave me that one.
Okay. That one like went totally over my head.
Okay. You that went totally over. Oh, welcome, bro. You can find me at I'm Lyman Roddy. You can find me at Lyman Roddy on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
Not like you're going to look for me, but go ahead.
Yeah, you can find me at The Squirrel. DASQUIRL.
Yeah. Not The Squirrel, The Squirrel.
The Squirrel. You know, the Squirrel was taken for some crazy reason.
I like Twitter the people. Duh Squirrel.
I am Duh Squirrel.
Oh, yeah. No, welcome, man.
SQUIRL.
Oh, welcome, Matt. I love that.
The welcome rug. Walking all over him.
Welcome rug. What was that about?
That's what Josh. That's what Josh Norman got this week. Welcome rug. How you doing to the NFL, Bubba?
Hey, I'm pretty sure y'all saw that stiff arm then last night.
Stiff arm.
Oh,
he punched that man in the face.
That was a Mortal Kombat move. Like, get over here. Finish him. Oh. I saw. He got a hit with all you get.
A steal?
A Street Fighter move. All you get.
That's what happens, bro. He acts like a dog that just got beat up. You know.
So you saw the stiff arm. Now, go ahead, Matt.
I don't know if this was what you were about to ask. So sorry if it was. Which one was better, that or the one in the playoffs against who was that? The Patriots, right?
I went to play. I thought Jacksonville.
I'm just gonna say the greatest stiff arm I've ever watched was when Vance McDonald
through Brett Grimes. I mean, literally across the field from his face mask. Like, literally shoved his face and ran 75 yards for a TD, dude. I'm talking big boy Vance McDonald.
I don't know. I'm thinking Kittle. Last year, did he just muff somebody to the ground? I forgot that one. He caught the ball and somebody tried to tackle him. He just
chokeslammed him. It was like a full. Yeah, he's standing straight up, grabs him in the face, and it's just straight down.
Ground. It was like, and he kept running.
Yeah,
kept on running.
That's beautiful.
By far, 99 yards from Derrick Henry a couple years ago, because he didn't just stiff arm one person; he stiff armed multiple.
Yeah,
it was like four of them.
I'm looking it up right now. That is the yesterday one. Let's see if I can.
Yeah, no, I mean it was just straight
after that, Matt. Look up that Vance McDonald, bro.
I don't know. Serious. It just is, but Josh Norman can't say anything. He does not worry. He should give back some money after getting stiff arm like that.
I think he needs to give back $1 million.
He need to give back $5 million.
$1 million for every foot. So that's about five.
He was up there.
Hey, what'd you say, Squirrel, before the show? He got a welcome to the NFL moment 10 years into the NFL.
Yeah, 10 years into the league, Josh Norman finally got welcomed in, saying, how you doing, by 6'3", 240-pound monster.
From NFL stiff arms to NBA championships, LeBron James winning his fourth. Did y'all watch Game 6 like you watched that game last night?
Oh, yeah.
I watched it. Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
Now, what is your – now, everyone, of course, is bringing it up every time LeBron wins the championship.
Don't do it.
Every time.
Don't do it.
And I'm with
you. Hey, you need to
don't
put some
– res- I have to do it.
You need to put some respect on his name first.
He's number two in the world. Congratulations.
Yeah, great.
Congratulations.
I don't know about number two. Maybe even number three.
Number two. Okay. I gave him number two. I gave you more respect.
He's winning championships going down Amato's list. Hey.
I'm sorry, you can't.
His greatness is where greatness is due, and I'm pretty sure this is unanimous, and we all know. All
right.
MJ is
still the best.
Who?
I'm from Chicago. Look. Not to sit up there.
Okay. So he's biased.
I am biased.
Say, hold on.
I'm going to throw it in there. I am biased, but I mean, showing my age, I'm old enough to actually see Michael Jordan play in person. Okay. And I'm telling you right now, he didn't cheat you. Well, it didn't matter who he was playing against. He could have been playing against the Los Angeles Lakers or the Sacramento Kings. He's dropping 30 on you. Mm. He's going to drop 30 on you. Guaranteed. Game over. I'm dropping 30.
Are you with LeBron or Jordan, Matt?
Oh, man, dude, this conversation is so tough for me.
I hope he's LeBron.
I don't know how it's tough anybody.
We need someone who's at least we can debate with.
Okay, I can debate either side. Which side were you on? I'm sorry, I was stuck on this Derrick Henry.
You're talking to three Jordans.
You're talking to three Jordans.
Whoa,
all right.
Whoa, who's the third Jordan?
Okay, we're talking to half and half. You a LeBron team, LeBron?
What?
All right. Okay.
What?
I'll go team LeBron.
I think right now LeBron would beat MJ one-on-one.
What's that got to do with anything, though?
Okay.
You want the best
player.
First off, I'll just let you know that now.
First off, we need to define.
MJ got tossed around in the 80s, bro. LeBron is twice his size, dude.
They play physical defense in the 80s. All right, first of all, hold on.
And MJ got thrown around.
All right, hold on. I'm pretty sure your argument. I'll go ahead for it, man.
We need to define what greatest of all time is. Because if you're
got to look up Michael Jordan highlights and then compare it from that.
Listen, I don't think anybody from Chicago is allowed to say something. That's not fair.
Hey, all right, hold on. All right, so pretty much your arguments are LeBron's a better rebounder, he's faster, better passer, he's stronger. All right, Russell Westbrook, he's a strong rebounder, he's faster, he's better passer? Is he better than Steph Curry? Andre Drummond, he's a better rebounder, much stronger, better defender, better blocker.
No, because Steph
better
Curry
Nicole
has
Jokic?
Cause Steph Curry has rings.
But still, though, that's your main argument, though.
The argument moves to how many finals he's been in. It's now 10 straight. Well, not straight, but
come
10
on now. I can't
total
put someone
finals.
Who's lost as many as Jordan.
Right 10 out of 11.
He's lost as many as Jordan
right
has.
Now.
You put that's your goat? Someone who has
but
lost?
Jordan only went to 6. That's it.
How many years?
And how many did he lose?
Look at the team he had. Look at the team he had.
Okay,
bro.
Okay.
Come on.
Let me have the floor for 1 second so I can end
this
argument.
I'll tell you what, 3 years before that, he couldn't even beat Detroit.
Please let me end this argument right now.
Ain't going to end nothing.
All right, let's end the argument. Okay, so from the Lakers championship season, besides AD, who's already a developed player, who you taking to approve your team? You can pick any team. I don't care. You can pick the Denver Nuggets. You can pick the Sacramento Kings, the Chicago Bulls right now. Who are you taking from that team to better your team right now? Go.
Are you saying right now?
Right now, from the championship team right now, who are you picking besides Anthony Davis, the better your team? Go. Exactly. I heard crickets. There's nobody else. So, but from the Miami Heat, which I think, like I said, I think Jimmy Butler is the third best player right now. Right now, no, doesn't that? He's in the third NBA? Best player in the NBA right now.
No,
right now.
No.
Right now.
Oh, no, no, okay,
hold on, hold on. Let me finish the point.
Let me finish the point.
How many? Like, did you hear of a Tyler Hero before this? Have you heard of a Duncan Robinson before this?
Yeah.
Bam out of Bayou. I mean, come on. You didn't hear him. Come on.
Yeah, I did. Dude, I definitely
you heard of him,
those
but
players.
Did you think he was going to drop 20 on LeBron? You thought Tyler Hero was going to drop?
Yeah, because he's a shooter. They ain't playing defense, bro.
Man. I am so glad I'm not going to be in this next section. I'm so glad I'm
not going to
be. No. Hey, come on. Now, Bam Adebayo is arguably better or more valuable to the Miami Heat than Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Come on, with size. Without size, the Miami Heat don't get to the finals without size.
Not to mention the defense he plays. I mean, without that block, they aren't in that
Miami
game.
Doesn't even have much size. They're the smallest
average
team
in the
league.
Y'all missing the point. Exactly.
They're the shortest average height team in the league.
What's the point, Roddy?
LeBron needs help.
What?
To win championships.
Okay, so Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen, that ain't help?
Scottie Pippen.
Get out of here, bro.
Whoa. Scottie Pippen needed
Jordan.
Let's get everybody saying
Jordan
that.
Would never have came back from 3-1.
No.
Never in his life.
Because he never had to.
Hold on. If Jordan didn't have Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman, he would not have won the title.
He wouldn't have won anything.
Man, he won without Dennis Rodman.
So wait a second. So
he had Horace Grant. He had Horace Grant. He had somebody in that.
Hold on a second. Did he ask for Scottie Pippen? Did he ask for Horace Grant?
What you mean?
Did he ask for BJ? That they were already on the team.
He didn't need to.
You proved my point.
They went and got his help.
No, because in 88 and all those years
they went and got him help.
LeBron had to have Dwayne Wade. Yes, he did. Why did he leave to Cleveland?
When he won 3-1, who did he have, bro?
Got to the finals by himself.
Kyrie
and Kevin Love. Yes.
Kevin Love. Come on.
I'm sorry to say, yeah, but he asked for those players. Yeah. Come on. Don't ask me because Kevin Love is
for Kevin Love.
Nobody asked for Kyrie. Kyrie was already drafted.
Kevin Love was getting like 30 rebounds a night. Some nights. People forget that.
But
Kevin Love
was
actually
like LeBron
a dominant
asked
force.
For
he was
talent.
But I think he went back not because Kyrie was there. I don't think he even knew Kyrie was going to be Kyrie. Like,
oh, come on now. Kyrie.
Come on.
Kyrie was good, but he was not. The first year LeBron went back, Kyrie was not the superstar he is today that everyone sees him as. He was a good player.
He never was like – he's always been like a little crybaby attitude.
Before he played in the finals with LeBron, he wasn't a top 10 player in the league.
Outside of Kyrie Irving's shot in Game 7, what's his career?
Got nice Kevin handles. Durant just went with a nobody player. Just went up there and said, like, yeah, I'm going to play with
Kyrie. This is years later after the fact that LeBron
so
had
Kevin Durant just goes to teams with talent. That's
skills.
All KD does.
Kyrie had talent when he went back. Oh, well, LeBron went back to Cleveland.
Yeah, not
and
much.
And then Kevin Love, he asked Kevin Love to come back into the play. He
Mediocre.
Needed help. That's why he sat there and said, you need help to help me play to my capability.
But
now, when he drags a
I don't think
garbage
he had any
team,
help when he won that 3-1 championship, bro. No help. Come on.
I think
– None.
I'm going to only just make this last argument here. I think the argument of LeBron needing more help doesn't hurt him as much as you think it does. And the only reason why is because LeBron bringing in other players elevates those players that are –
Woo.
Okay,
hit the beep button, because I was about to. This is rated G program. I'm sorry.
We'll go with your own thought here. Kyrie was good with LeBron, correct? Kyrie was a great player with LeBron.
Yes.
He needed the help. How did he look outside when he left LeBron?
He looked just as good. I mean, he wasn't as bad.
No, are you kidding? He hasn't made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, he looks terrible without LeBron.
He elevates
everyone around him.
On that note, before we go, Jordan 10-time scoring champion, LeBron 1-time scoring champion. Jordan 5-time steals champion.
Jordan scoring
LeBron
champion
the
in a league with nobody score,
one.
Bro. He was nobody else scoring in the league with Jordan.
I have to leave on that note, so Roddy Rides out.
We're going to be back in honor of Melvin Gordon, some of the dumbest suspensions in any kind of sport. Bring up anyone. Be right back. Press box.
taking a trip over to Tibet, you uh-huh. know, see the sights, climb a hill or two. But I remember, oh man, I got one guy out here who I actually know. So I give an old ringy dingy to the Lama.
What?
You know, the Dalai Lama, uh-huh. his laminescence, really? Flowing robes, grace, bald, striking, really. I says to the Lama, hey, you remember that round I caddied for you down in Shangri-La? Well, apparently some station out in Lakewood taped the whole thing. Oh. See, the Lama's a big hitter. Nailed two eagles in a row that day. Well, he says, what station could have possibly gotten all the way out to my sacred holy lands, the Shangri? I says it was none other than GoMileHigh.com, Lama.
Uh-huh.
They got the best sports coverage in the state. The Lama actually tips me this time, 2-1. So he pretty much stiffed me again. But I got him hooked on GoMileHigh.com. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
That's great.
GoMileHigh.com.
Shipping of online orders over $49. You can't beat these deals. DickSportingGoods.com has your fitness set up for the new year. That was online at DickSportingGoods.com. Stop by.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com. Hey, Colorado sports fans, you're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torching yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
This is Ducello at Sturts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers, because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Locke. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts.
Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Oh, last segment of the day. Press box, baby.
Let's go.
Oh, too heated, last one. Yeah, too everyone had to heated. Go to that corners real quick.
We had to get
to that corner, man. Get their water break.
We had to kick out the other guy so we didn't throw hands. Man. No, I'm just kidding.
No. I thought you guys
had boxing gloves on for a minute.
Jesus. No, I just want to say one last thing.
Yeah, let's say it all now that he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to point out I don't understand this argument.
It's so hard.
Right here.
It's so hard.
The fact that he won 6 championships in 6 finals appearances, right?
Yep.
Why are we discrediting the other 9 years he played in the league and didn't make it to the finals?
Right, right.
But we discredit LeBron for making it to the finals.
To 11 of
with
them.
Worse players on his team than he had when he didn't make it to the finals.
Michael Jordan's Bulls, they'd have lost to Steph Curry and the boys.
No. All right, first of all, look at this. Michael Jordan took a 30-52 team to an AC. That team shouldn't even belong in the playoffs in the first place. They were way out of any kind of playoff talk that year. And they lost to the eventual champions Boston Celtics the same year where Jordan scored 63 points. So he did kind of the same feats as LeBron did, just in a different context. He took a garbage team in a whole different era.
People don't realize this is 20 years difference, bro. It's a whole different
era. That's the thing.
And
that's more why physical. That's why I think you can't compare the Steph Curry, that team, to the Bulls, because the styles of play were completely the style of play that the Bulls had in the 90s won championships. It was because they're hard-nosed and still being able to hit shots while taking those hard fouls.
Golden State had like four of the best shooters in the league on the same team with KD. Like, how do you can't?
Who
you
was
can't,
the fourth?
You,
who was the fourth?
Was
best
it Draymond,
shooter?
Clay, Steph?
Well, Draymond wasn't shooter.
Shooter,
Draymond
whatever.
Cannot,
I mean,
oh,
he
man.
Could before
Listen,
KD
they had
got
four
there.
Of the
as soon
best
KD
players
got
in
there,
the
he
league,
stopped
though.
Shooting. He just paid attention.
So Clay, Steph, and KD.
Yeah.
Three-headed snake.
Oh, hang on. Now, Draymond was part of that big snake. Well, hang on now.
No, Draymond
okay,
the
yes,
facilitator.
But on the defensive side, for sure.
Who's their fifth?
They had Andre.
That year?
Andre, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they would play small ball. Iguodala,
right?
Iguodala? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in Miami, right?
But
he is now, yeah.
Shine away from the conversation. Getting back to Melvin Gordon. Everyone heard the news. DUI. a dumb suspension. Self-inflicted. Dumb suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any dumb suspensions you would like to refresh the memory of the world that they may have forgotten about?
Yeah, we pulled up a few here. Which one did we want to get to first? I mean, we could do the Plexico one. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right,
man.
Plexico. We'll talk Victor about Cruz, Plexico just in case you forgot about this one. If you don't remember, he accidentally shot himself in the leg in November of 2008 inside of a Manhattan nightclub. Mm-hmm. First off, how do we shoot ourselves in the leg in a club? Like
The Henny got to him. That's all you can say. The Henny got to him. That's,
is it already loaded? Like,
oh man, you gotta.
Or is he dancing and it kind
of
clicks in?
First
and
of
then,
all, if you're a professional athlete, you gotta have someone else. Holding maybe
yes.
a gun for you.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think you should be the one carrying the firearm. You're the royalty right now. Right? You don't. And some dudes they just keep it street. You know, it's hard. You take the kid out the streets, but you can't take the street out the kid. I think that's what it is with Plaxico Burress. And he eventually shot himself. And what was the worst thing is the suspension wasn't even that bad. It was the jail sentence he had received because under New York law, it is a mandatory 2-year in the penitentiary in a prison. If you have an unregistered firearm on you.
Yeah. That, I mean, you're in New York and you pull this stunt. You know, like that's top of the list right here. We might have hit number one immediately on the first one. You know what I'm saying? Like that is some, what are we doing?
I'm going to do this one in honor of Squirrel since Colts fan. Pat McAfee, I imagine it's your boy. Have you heard about his public intoxication arrest?
Oh, come on. I think everybody did at the time.
When the cops asked him, how much had you drink? The punter responded, a lot, because I'm drunk.
Telling you. Hey, Pat McAfee was, I don't know if you've ever watched his podcast.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He is hilarious,
awesome, man.
Dude.
Man, personality 100% dope. Man, probably... I'm going to riot if he's not in the NFL Hall of Fame one day because probably best tackling punter out there.
The best tackling punter of all
versatile,
time.
Baby.
Like, dude, the guy would punt. He'd look for you, waiting for you to break down and say, come on with it, you know, and smack you up, dude. It's great.
Yeah, let me hear yours, Squirrel. You got one?
Yeah. I know you guys remember Mr. Victor Cruz.
Yeah, okay.
It was a little nightclub shooting incident. I don't remember exactly all the details, but I know he was in a nightclub in New York City, had a gun with him, shooting incident happened. I think he...
Now, was that, like, just a wild suspension, or was it dumb? Because, I mean, I'm all in for someone if they got to protect their own.
Well, no, it's just his gun went off or something, dude. It was something weird, and he wasn't even supposed to have it. He didn't even legally have a license to carry a gun.
Oh,
and so, yeah, no, they suspended him for like 7 games for that, right?
It was in New York?
It was in New York, for Victor Cruz. Yeah, for the Giants.
You said it was unregistered or was it in his name?
I'm pretty sure it was unregistered.
Damn.
Like, it's...
Now, it's just weird because if he's in New York, Plaxico Burress for New York, he gets that 2 years. Like, why didn't Victor Cruz get 2 years? I don't know. Strange.
I think this was a different time, you know, maybe a few years before.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. It's, was it 2014?
Mm.
Yeah, I think it was 2000. That was the same year I think he tore He tore his patella or something. He couldn't play for a while.
How good was Victor Cruz, man?
He was all right, bro. Dope, I mean, man. He was a deep ball.
Very small piece. Yeah. Like him, 2 years.
Him and Hakeem Nicks won the Super Bowl with...
Who else? Mario Manningham? Mario Manningham, who got that catch?
Yeah. One. No, it was Hakeem Nicks who caught it off his helmet. Yeah. To beat Tom Brady. I'm pretty sure it was Hakeem Nicks.
The gun catch. Who?
The helmet catch. That was Hakeem Nicks.
They had
Nicks.
So many no-name receivers make so many big plays. All right, I got another one for you. The original Happy Gilmore. I've been telling you boys about this.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Chris Simon from the NHL. Now, I don't know who this guy is. I don't have any highlights of him. I've never seen him played. But Chris Simon, a former hockey player, played for the Avalanche back in the 90s. But back in 07, look at this one. As the only guy to ever take his skate off to try to stab anybody, that's what Happy Gilmore said, right? And Simons is one of the few who has used his skate as a weapon in a similar manner. His stomp job on opposing player Jarkko Ruotu, hope I said that right, earned him a whopping 30 games away on his team, along with $300,000 that he owed to the league. The best part about the 30-game suspension, it actually beat his previous record of 25 games that he received for swinging his stick around like a baseball bat a year earlier.
Oh, my goodness.
Man,
Jesus,
Chris
bro.
Simon, I'm pretty sure that they did inspire the movie Happy Gilmore on this guy, because that is some Adam Sandler stuff right there. Icing around,
just looking for somebody to hit.
Come on now, waving around like it's a baseball
trying
bat.
Trying to play baseball on a hockey.
He for sure was the guy at the end of hockey season that steps in the batting cage in front of those baseballs.
You guys ever been to like a boxing match and a hockey game broke out? You ever like watch that, bro? That's crazy. It's crazy to see.
In hockey, I don't know. These guys don't understand if there's a CTE protocol, I think, nowadays, or a concussion protocol.
I don't think they care, but they're skating around punching people in the face.
They don't care, man. They do not care, and these guys are savages. But still, it's a quality entertainment.
Oh, he robbed him. Sorry, dude. Robbed him. It was gone. My bad. I was staring at it. Caught the wall.
Oh, no. If you're wondering what Squirrel's going berserk on, Dodgers and Braves going at it.
Stole it.
And the Dodgers scoring 11 runs in the first.
Jesus Christ. Game's already over.
It didn't even start.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Over before it even started.
You know what? They might as well just call the game, come back tomorrow, start it over, you know?
Now tell me this. Would you be a Rockies fan and be abysmal year in and year out? Start off great and then just be terrible? Or would you be like the Braves right now, make a playoff appearance and just get murdered in the first inning? Like, there's no chance.
I mean, Braves are what? Up 2 nothing.
They're up 2-0. No, but no.
Let's kind of switch up the circumstance. All right. This is a wild card game.
Okay. And and you're just getting like last year's Braves where they just got destroyed by the Cardinals in the first inning. I still think I take that over being terrible every single year.
I mean, because you have a sample size of a good regular
season. And at least you get hope. Mm. At least it gives you something to where you're looking forward to watching a game on a night. Like, right now, you're looking at the Rockies, and you just pray that they can make some sort of decent moves in the offseason to put yourself in a
conversation. Well, we know their biggest move is going to be their biggest loss in probably franchise history with Nolan Arenado moving on. It's out of question he's moving on.
Where's it going?
What are you going? Are you against
it all depends on Breidich. Like, they have to trade him. It's his. He has an opt-out next season, so he technically would have to play this season, but... Mm.
Well, if you don't get nothing, that's the thing.
Are we making moves this offseason to try and keep Nolan Arenado, or are we making moves this offseason to try and trade Nolan Arenado?
Well, this is obviously having to be the last desperate attempt if you're going to try to keep him around. You got to have, I don't want to say make it a championship run, but just be a decent team. Be a team that's actually willing to contend somewhat like what they were in 2017, 2018.
With what I don't understand is what Breidich's plan is here, because I don't think he's going to last through another rebuild. Mm. So if he tears it up and trades, then I think he's done in 2 years because they're not going to be back. If he doesn't tear it up, he's got to make some significant moves to please Nolan Arenado enough to where him and Trevor Story re-sign here next year. If not, they're both gone and you're blowing this whole thing up and starting from scratch.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what the Rockies do, man. They're not in the World Series round yet. Braves and Dodgers. What's the other round? It's the Rays and who else?
Rays and Astros.
Astros. Yeah. So, hey, Astros, I don't know. They're on like their Tom Brady vengeance tour. Remember when Astros Roger...
down 3-0.
Yeah, 3-0 now, though. So
thank God.
They'd have to pull a miracle out to get this one, I think.
And if they do, then we all know how they did it.
Everybody's going to be questioning.
Thank you for joining us for Squirrel, Matt, Amato. We're on a 23-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.
So I'm taking a trip over to